National Poetry Month is winding down. A few weeks ago, I did a call out for poems penned by Morning Edition listeners about their communities. I was inspired by our recent series on gentrification, which you can explore at whyy.org. To sort through some of the poems we received, I'm joined by Plan Philly's community engagement editor, Diana Liu, who also jumped at the opportunity to submit a haiku, actually about four of them. Good morning, Diana. Let's hear one of your haikus.
Okay. So this one I call Springtime in Philly. Cherry blossoms bloom, water ice and a good stoop. Someday, spring will come.
You must have written that one before the weather turned. Very nice. I like that a lot. Let's hear another one.
This one I call Neighborly. Walkable district. Clean up after your dog, please. Ask for directions.
Oh, I like that. Well, as a Plan Philly community engagement editor, you're talking about stories about how spaces work and how people interact with spaces. There are infrastructure stories and transportation stories. Mm-hmm. I mean, you're writing in prose, but poetry can get to like the nugget, right?
Mm-hmm. Definitely. We try to find experiential ways to connect with our readers and listeners, too. And people share pictures a lot of times, or if they have that feeling and it's not quite easy to express what it is, sometimes just pulling from fragments and nuggets of things, you just say, whoa, yeah, that's right.
Well, let's hear from one of our listeners, Ernest Hilbert, and he wrote the poem called Haunts, and he read it for us in a voicemail.
A clear sky over King Sessing Avenue. Iron gates catch a trove of wind-blown foil. Crushed cupolas of styrofoam. Folded sails of wet newspaper. Charles Adams, you strolled these streets, observed the late sun burn and bulge in bay windows, sketched mansards on misty Sundays. Would you have drawn me, peering from behind blinds, edged by columns under a cornice jeweled with raindrops, as sun returns long shadows to our street?
Very nice.
Mm-hmm. For all the historic preservation nerds out there, when we hear the word cornice, we immediately think about, oh my gosh, who of the five remaining 19th century designers still have remaining buildings like that? And let's rush to figure it out.
Well, what is a cornice?
A cornice is a decorative ornament that is a part of the roofing or the elaborate edge and detail of usually like a brick or stone building.
Hmm. How about another poem? And this one is by listener David Livewell. It's called Death of the Fishtown Cobbler.
For 50 years, he walked 1,000 miles in our worn shoes. He cushioned steps. He sewed our fraying seams. Now shines and souls the road as we passed by his darkened shop, where piles of yellowed window signs speak a mouthful. There's no such thing as small repairs. Time wounds all heals. I save more souls than prayers. Our tongues are tied, all shoes disposable.
He loves words.
And he loves Fishtown. I find myself kind of in the footsteps of someone who's lived in Fishtown or walked through and wondered, oh, I wonder what that used to be in that store. I wonder what the story was or who this person was. And now we get to hear about this person, this cobbler, that was obviously very important to someone to write a poem about not only a profession that's fading, but, you know, a staple in the neighborhood.
Yeah.
I hear that, and it's really neat that we get that added story.
I agree. This one is from a listener named Liz Matt, and it's called Sansom Street.
His bad luck shines out like the bright shards of mirror round the vent man's nest.
She says the vent man's nest, and she really takes us to a very specific location.
I think, you know, immediately if she says Sansom Street, someone who lives in West Philly or someone who lives in Old City automatically get a trigger and you think, oh, I live by Sansom Street. I wonder if she's talking about my Sansom Street. And then you just wait for a few words to think, okay, I know where she is. I'm there with her.
It's like a little pinpoint.
Mm-hmm. It is. You drop yourself on the map when you try to figure out where she is so you can find yourself with her.
Yeah, so poetry and communities, goes hand in hand.
Absolutely. Yeah, and it's pleasant.
Thank you. Well, this was pleasant. I really enjoyed this.
Thank you. This is a great way to start a morning.
Diana Liu is Plan Philly's community engagement editor. You can check out Plan Philly stories at planphilly.com and at whyy.org. And we're posting poems from my call out for them at whyy.org.